Thank God we're almost done with the structures. Before we proceed, can I have a little quiz from you to see how well you understand? Huh? Any volunteer? You know the four principles, right? The four principles I was learned from my TDP instructors, right? And I say amen to it. I hope you also can say amen to it. To me, it's very, every principle has Bible base or reasonable base, or four principles of reading the book of Revelation. Like for example, yesterday we have a question in chapter 10. The mighty angel came down. Another mighty angel came down. His face is shining like a sun, right? If we use the same principle, the consistent principle, you can see the resurrected Jesus in chapter 1, his face also shining like light. So just by those principles, by this principle, we can conclude that that person, that angel is the resurrected Jesus. Another reason is that because if you read the processes, God originally had the scrolls, and the Lamb of God took over that scrolls, and the scroll appeared with the angels. Now, even though that little scroll in English original text is called little books, but just by the consistent principle, that angel got to be the Lamb of God, got to be Jesus Christ. Otherwise, without principles, in the book of Revelation, you truly can interpret any way you like. That's why you see so many commentary outside there. So it is the same principle, consistent principle, right? And it's two realms. Sometimes you can only interpret one spiritually. Sometimes you can only interpret physically, like sun become dark. You cannot interpret physically, right? You can only interpret spiritually. Some of them can even interpret spiritually and physically. Maybe both can apply. Because persecution, you can see already, right? Not only inside, but also outside. Troubles, especially in that 42 months, troubles all over the place on earth in that 42 months. Great tribulations inside and outside. So you can interpret spiritually and you can interpret physically. There are two realms. And you can see very clear already, there's a processes from one-third to 100%. Of many, 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 many occasions you can see processes. From the throne of God, originally only like what? Only like thunder, voices, and lightning, right? But when time goes by, they got earthquake, they got hail. And when time continues, they got big earthquake, they got big hail. H-A-I-L, how do you pronounce it? What's the difference pronunciation between S-E-L-L? The same. Hail. Hail. Okay. Now, hail. Big one, right? Now, so you see there's a processes. Possessing principle. What else? Missing one. What else? Talk about church, right? The book of Revelation, centered by the church. So in chapter 4, you see, in front of the throne, right? Even like the white horse comes out, start with white horse to come out. And in chapter 19, overcoming. Oh. And chapter 20 and 21, perfect church on earth. You can see that. 21, 22, perfect church is on earth. That living water flowing from the throne. So many things are centered by the church. So this is four principles, right? Now, how do you divide the book of Revelation, the structures? Let me call from sister size. Mean, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Now, I'm having fun with myself right now. Sorry. Not with this one. I don't use this one anymore. It's very dangerous. It will burn your eyes. Now I know. Heather, how do you divide the book of Revelation? Are you here? Are you here the first day? No, you're not here. Okay. Henry, how do you divide the book of Revelation? I say three ways, right? At least three ways, right? You can mention one of them. Huh? Like ask one person to help you. Call one person's name to help you. Huh? Henry. Kyle. Yes, Kyle, please. Are you? Hello? Huh? Chapter 4 and on is the future. And from 2 and 3 is the current church. And 1 was the what he has seen already. One more, based on what? In the spirit, right? In the spirit, in chapter 1, in the spirit, he hears the Lord talk to him about write down everything you hear concerning seven churches, right? In the spirit, in chapter 4, wow, he was able to see a throne, beautiful throne, right? That's starting from the future step, right? In the spirit, in 17, he was able to see a harlot sitting on a beast. That is the beginning of the magnified events, right? In the spirit, he was able to see a mountain. Huh? I mean, he was able to see the glorious church. See the beautiful woman, the glorious church. That is 21, I think. That is the end concerning the church. So you can use in the spirit to divide it. Huh? Okay, very good. More challenge part. Maybe I will ask Daniel. Daniel is an old-timer. Daniel, from chapter 6 to chapter 16, stand up and introduce us.
The structures. I think you remember. Stand up.
It doesn't reach. Grady got it.
Okay, yeah, Grady can do it.
Oh, Grady can do it.
I'm not.
Chapter 6 is what? Six seals, only 1 to 6, right? Chapter 7, break of what? Because the very last verse of chapter 6 says that who can stand firm, right? So that break is the one who are saved, the one who can go through the tribulation. And then, 7 seal in chapter 8, right? 7 seal. When seal was opened, is what? Nothing happened. 30 minutes silence, right? And then there's the offering incense. Then, chapter 8, chapter 9 is what? No, chapter 8 and chapter 9 is the seven trumpets, right? Six is seals. Chapter six is seals. Seals! Hey, I almost got tricked. And nine is trumpets. Right? Okay. A and 9 are trumpets, right? Okay. Now, A and 9. Now. Yeah, yes. Yes, you are right. And then continue, sorry. Another break, 10, 11. 10 is what? 10 is mighty angel and little scroll, right? Easy. 11. Yes, but 11 is easy. 2 witnesses, right? 2, what? 11. 2 witnesses. 12. Last trumpet. 11 is ended with last trumpet, right? 11 ended with last trumpet. 12. 12 is a break, right? Long break to 15 is a long break. Anybody remember 12 is what? Dragon and woman? Church, right? 13. bad number. Bad number is for you to remember, not truly bad number. Two beasts, right? 14. 144,000, right? 15. Go into 16, so must be seven angels with plagues, right? Seven angels, get ready, right? Thank you, Daniel. You're very good. I remember. You remember already? How many of you remember? How many of you are yet to remember? Raise your hand. You are not remembering yet. Oh, next time I ask Pastor Xiao Zhou to come to teach. Just kidding. You try to remember, huh? Oh, this one, huh? I know when you at night time, right? People are snoring, right? You have a hard time to fall asleep, right? Just imagine, what is it? Start from chapter 1 to chapter 16, right? Can I fall asleep? And when you pray, right? You ask God, God, what do I learn from Book of Revelation? Give me one thing I learn, right? You know, a lot of time when we pray for the Word of God. Give me inspiration so I can remember your word, so I can understand your teaching, right? You pray for 30 minutes. What do you pray now? I can pray, Lord, give me inspiration. What days are we right now? When are you going to come? Please come earlier, like John, right? Come earlier. How many of you hope that God come next hour? Raise your hand. Only one, see? Only one. After 2 days, the only one, huh? As long as he's still in MITS, right? Hopefully, next week, everybody say, Lord, I hope you come tomorrow, yeah? Then that means a very good prayer, right? The earth become no but nothing. Seals. Seals is authority. That's why there are seven seals, right? Let's talk about trumpet. Actually, yesterday, trumpet, let's talk about trumpet. Numbers chapter 10, verse 1. Numbers chapter 10, verse 1. When two trumpets was met, this is the first recording. There are major purpose, many, many purposes for trumpet. Huh? Give warning is one of them, which I think a book of Revelation, most important function is that. Chapter 10, verse 1. Chapter 10, verse 1, shall we have Walter, would you please read out loud? Numbers chapter 10, verse 1. Continue reading. Three. Verse four. Five. Six. Seven, eight, nine, 9. So when you are fighting with enemy, you also need to use the trumpet. To sound the trumpet. So there are many, many purposes. Sometimes one trumpet, sometimes two trumpets together. Sometimes trumpet is small voice to gather people. Sometimes loud voice. It's time to go, right? Time to go, or to hide, or to do something, right? Now, in Book of Revelation, to me, this is more, just that the trumpet in the wilderness is many, many functions. Some are co-gathering, some when you are fighting, right? Fighting especially when enemy is coming, no? Second Chronicle, chapter 13, verse 14. Second Chronicle, chapter 13, verse 14. Walter. Second Chronicle, chapter 13, verse 14. Yeah, when they see the enemy, wow, they are in trouble, right? Trouble is coming, huh? Then the priest is crying to the Lord, and many people is crying to the Lord, and priests also blow the trumpet, huh? To give warning, huh? So to me, of course, the trumpet has many other purposes, but the major one to me in Book of Revelation is to give warning. Of course, when seven trumpets blow, it also to gather those who are saved, huh? Those who are saved should gather, and then ascend it to heaven, huh? Bowl. Cup is not enough for God's anger. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 16. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 16. I think it's about the fifth book, counting from the back. Is it? Chapter 2, verse 16. Water. So the cup of the Lord's right hand shall come to you, and your glory will become shame. Oh. So the cup is always to hold the anger of God. Oh. But again, in Book of Revelation, cup is not big enough. Oh. Use bowl. So we said that already. When bowl pour down, no more salvation. Even the first bowl, because it's consecutive, boom, 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 no break, right? One after another. Oh. It's not enough. So let's conclude. It's the conclusion of the introduction of the Book of Revelation, the structures. We use about fifth hours to talk about this. Huh? If you can grasp on these structures and those most basic information, actually, it's easier for you to study by yourself. Huh? Everything just follow these four principles. And now you know about, you know, the magnified events and the major content in the scrolls. Now let's go into the forest. Let's go into the trees. We saw the forest. Let's go into the tree. Go to chapter 1. We go into details, right? Chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. Timothy, would you please read out loud? Okay. So, Brother Tim, can you tell me from this verse, right, how many layers of revelations? The revelation of Jesus Christ, who gave to him, who gave revelation of Jesus Christ from whom? According to verse 1. For the team. Yes, from God, right? So God gave Jesus revelation, right? So he can show all the servants, right? By showing all the servants, what did he do? He sent who? His angel. So it is from God to Jesus to angels, right? The angels to who? Angels to John, right? Then John to who? The final party to receive the revelation is who? Churches, but very specifically. So the revelation of Jesus from God so that he can tell who that things are going to come. All things to who? All the team. People who hear. Yes. But 将快成的事只是他的谁? That is going to come. Instruct to who? Tell who? A team. Please read again. Now everybody hear clearly. Like. Read from the beginning.
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants.
To show his servants, right? To show his servants, right? So final target is the servants, right? We are the servants, right? Okay? So it got to be from God to Jesus, to angels, to John, and final is who? You and me. Right? So revelation got to show to you and me through these channels. So what do I learn? I learned that if you receive any new revelations, right, brethren, nowadays information is so easy to obtain, right? All the information, can you imagine that all the information is in the air? You want to know, like for example, if you want to know in chapter 2, white stone. How come the Lord says that I will give you a white stone, I will write my name on the white stone in chapter 2 to a certain church, right? Because you find favor in me, right? What's that white stone? Now all you need to do is go to Google, and many explanations concerning that white stones, right? But the point is that you can have many explanations, but the point is that all the servants are got to agree later on. You might receive some inspiration, some understanding, or some revelation. The key word is that you are servants, right? And the servants, right? We got to agree. The concept needs to agree. Because the final party is the servants. Now, what I'm trying to say, one day, Tim, right? If you invent a theology, for example, Satan exists by himself, okay? Assuming, right? Invent this wonderful theology, right? But most of the workers disagree with you. Do you think it is from God? Yes. Why? Because all servants got to agree later on with this revelation. Okay? Because you're Holy Spirit, I have Holy Spirit, right? Now, when we gather together, we discuss about our truth. Holy Spirit will move in among us and make us to come to a major understanding of one truth, right? So even like in TJC, there is a worker proposed that Satan still exists. When it comes to TRC meeting, most of us, actually all of us, except one, even the proposer himself said that he cannot find base from the Bible. But he tried to use that to teach something. Huh? He have good intention, but that teaching is not from the Bible. So my point is that in the future, you might be a theologian in the future. But guess what? If this new understanding cannot be agreed by other workers, like those who study Bible with all their life, like many elders in our church, right? Every country you have, in Canada, you have 2-3 people represent. GA, US have 2-3 people. Or national, we select the best, you know, people who is the Bible knowledge. They gather together and discuss a concept. And if you have a new concept that party agree on, then indeed you can preach later on. If people disagree with you, you should think it again, because the revelation is eventually will go to all the servants. Servants. Please read Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Tim, please read. Amos 3, verse 7. Servants and prophets, right? Reveal secrets to servants and prophets, right? Plural, right? So you might be the first one we receive the secrets and revelations, but later on you'll be agreed. Like Book of Revelation, right? I learned it from my TTB instructors, who is a preacher, full-time preacher of TJC. He was from German, right? When we listened to him, I said, wow, I really can amen. Like many full-time worker was able to join his class, and we truly can amen on what he shared with us, because to us, everything he shared, the things he shared in concerning the Book of Revelation, I can amen. I think indeed it is true. I agree with these four principles. Somebody got to propose the original revelation or original ideas, right? But other people got to discern and try to understand. Does it make sense? Is it in the spirit? Can you amen about it? Right? So I know you guys are very intellectual and you guys know how to do searching. And there are many informations in the air. But later on, got to remember that the revelation is not only to you. Maybe starting from you, but it's to everybody, right? Otherwise, you might lead the church wrong way. Another brother keep asking a question. In TJC, can persecution of TJC come from TJC member? Is it possible? Maybe, right? Why? Because if you study the seven churches, they allow Jezebel to preach, right? They allow false prophet to preach, right? They even like, there's a party called Nicola, right? Nicola Dang. If you already read chapter 2 and chapter 3, the Lord was commending them, you are good because you disagree with the party of Nicola. If you study Nicola, very likely he was one of the seven that ordained, that one of the seven in Acts chapter 6, because Peter was so busy. They ordained six, right? Seven of them, right? Including Stephen, including Philip, including Nicola, right? Nicola, if you read the name, Nicola. Now, Nicola was the guy who could change his belief and influence many believers and become a party in the church at that time. So nothing is new. Nowadays, you may see, when the church is not perfect, right? You can hear many stories in the church, but nothing is new. But you should be very careful. It could be possible that even like your TJC peers may lead you astray. And usually those people are the one who will go against the major party of us. But he is very attractive. He has great leadership. And some people will for sure follow this kind of person. Like, for example, in church history, even nowadays, you see this, right? Anybody of you from Malaysia? Malaysia, right? Malaysia, several deacons, not only one, no, I think, many, many deacons, maybe more than seven now. They disagree with something about what we teach over two preachers from Taiwan go to Malaysia to preach, right? They are TJC, right? Now, later on, some deacons disagree with these two preachers, and they start to form another. Their name is also True Jesus Church, but now they have a little bit different understanding. Some part different understanding, and they separated it from us, right? So my point is that, you know, the revelation is to all servants. If you understand, you better get the consent of everybody. Be humble. Otherwise, you can find disunity. And before church become perfect, this will happen, right? What is the content of Revelation? Revelation chapter 1. Verse 2. Now, Timothy, please read. So John, the book of Revelation consists of three parts, right? Right? What are the three parts, Tim? According to verse 2. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. So what did he see, Tim? What did he see in the book of Revelation? Usually it's in the spirit, right? Nowadays, if you use a term, how do you call it? Maybe a dream or vision, right? Right, okay. Now what he see, considering the dream and visions. Now, first of all, it is the word of God. And then the testimony of Jesus, then what he see and what he sing. Let me ask you another question. If today you might see a vision, right? You may proclaim that you are in the spirit, and you also see a vision. But if the content is against the word of God and testimony of Jesus, do you think it is a good vision? Or what shall I say? Do you accept it? No, because over here, three parts, right? Word of God, testimony of Jesus Christ, and what John see, right? If only based on what John see, and what John see is against the word of God and testimony of Jesus, then we are in trouble, just like Mormon church, right? John Smith also said, in the spirit, he was able to see something new, right? Therefore, he write down the book of Mormon, right? Is that right? Actually, John Smith also received those kind of information from just like John. He proclaimed he was just like John, right? He saw a lot of stuff and write it down, become Book of Mormon. My point is that if those written is different from the word of God and testimony of Jesus, then you shall not accept the vision itself. Because vision could have many different vision or dreams could have many different resources. How many of you have a dream last night? Raise your hand. Now, you dream dreams last night, right? Everybody dream dreams, right? Now, how do you know it? Like Edwin. Now, are you Edwin? What's your name? Edwin. Yeah, Edwin. Brother Edwin. Is that dream from God, last night's dream? No. How do you know it's not from God? Maybe not to all of you. How do you know a dream is from God or not from God? How do you tell? It is holy, yeah? That could be one of the criteria. What else? If it is not according to the prophecy of the Bible, yeah? Possible, yeah? Possible. But of course, sometimes dream may have to do with your personal life. No, it also depends. But anyway, what have to do with the whole church, right? If not your personal life, right? Got to be not against the word of God and testimony of Jesus. That's what I'm trying to say. Actually, dreams, according to the Bible, could be from God, could be from Satan, could be from yourself, could be from illnesses. Okay? So you have to be very careful. Edwin, please read Ecclesiastes chapter 5. I think the dream is from yourself, right? And why you have dreams. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Chapter 5. Verse 3. Edwin, please read verse 3. So where does your dream come from? Okay. You have much activities. Okay, please read verse 7. Oh. Many dreams and words are vanities. Sometimes I dream snakes, right? Sometimes I dream, when I'm nervous, right? I always dream snakes, right? When I do bad things, I always dream idols, right? When I was young. A lot of dream, like when I take tests, right, I always dream that, oh, I fail in test. For some reason, I did not pass it. Now, this is a lot of activities make you dreams, right? This is not from God. Now, from God, God will give you dreams. Just, for example, in this case, of course, talk about to John is about the future kingdom. To you, could be some other reason, right? Read Job chapter, I think, 33. Book of Job, 33, verse 14 and 15 and 16 and to 18. Like, where else, please read? Okay, so it is true that God will give you a dream just to give you the right path to walk on, to tell you what is going to come in the future so you can walk on his right path. And, you know, I don't have time to flip to other verses, but Satan will also give you dreams, okay? So if you have dreams and that have to do with the church, you should not preach your dream. You should discuss with the workers. And the worker will judge if they are against the word of God or testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, in John's age, there are still revelation in the, from God that he can become canon, become word of God, become Bible. But nowadays, all the revelation shall not go beyond canon, shall not go beyond these books, okay? You get a new understanding, of course, but the written code shall not go beyond this canon. Oh, that is what we received from the Bible. Okay, please read verse 4. We are getting into trees, so it's a little bit slower. verse 4, chapter 1, verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. Grady, please read. Verse 5. Okay, so John was writing a letter to seven churches, right? He intended to write a letter to seven churches. And at the very beginning, he greeted them, right? Three parties to greet them. What are they, Grady? Yeah. God and seven spirits and how did he introduce God? Amazing, right? Any other beings can be is and was and is to come. Grady, can you be is and was and is to come? Cannot, right? All the human beings cannot in three dimensions at the same time. Not even historical Jesus, right? What do you think? Not even historical Jesus was limited with his body. When he is there, if he is in Galilee, he cannot be at other place, right? Oh, so it's really amazing, huh? And how did he introduce the Spirit, Grady? Before the throne, how many spirits over here? Okay, now I'm going to quiz you, test you. Now, anybody know besides Freddy? Oh? Freddy can choose to answer first. The seven spirits, oh? Seven spirits, oh? When it is in front of the throne, what it becomes? Seven lamps. How do you know? Very good. Now, when it is on Jesus, what it becomes? So, no, on Jesus, on the Lamb, what does it become? Like, anyone? No, not stars. On Jesus, star is the angels, right? We talk about seven spirits. When it was on Jesus, it became what? In Jesus' hand, of course, there are seven stars, right? But when the seven spirit was on the Lamb of God, what does it become? Huh? Light. Light and lamb is in front of the throne. I say, on him. On him. Anybody? Eyes. That's right. Seven eyes. And not only seven eyes. And seven? Horns. Oh, Jesus only have one head. Only one head. Jesus do not have seven head. Only dragon has seven head. Seven horns, right? And then when he go out to preach, become what? Seven spirits, right? How do you know that? It's in the Bible. And if you read carefully, it is. Now, let's read. It's very amazing. Seven is perfect. Seven spirit is perfect spirit. When it is in front of the throne, it describes as seven lamps. Chapter 5. Chapter 4. Chapter 4, verse 5. Verse 5, Grady. So seven lamb is the seven spirit of God, right? Agree? Hello? So in front of God, if you come to the church very often, right, it's very likely you are able to shine the lights. So it becomes the lamb of the world, right? Hello? Are you with me? Thank God. Oh. So in front of the throne, you come to the church all the time, you truly can shine the light of the Lord. If you do not come to church all the time, you may now. But when the Spirit was on God, on Jesus, on the Lamb himself, what does it become? Please read chapter 5, verse 6. Grady.
Of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
Yeah. Becomes the seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, when they are sending out. So when they are sending out, they become the seven spirit of God, right? Can we put this on the test? So the seven spirit means that spirit is perfect spirit, right? In front of the throne, what is it? Seven? Lamb, right? Now when he was on the lamb, what did it become? Seven eyes and seven horns. When you go out to preach, seven spirit. Now, why seven? Why seven? perfect, right? But you know what? Spirit cannot be count. Guess what? The Holy Spirit also has seven attributes, right? Even though a spirit cannot be count, it's a perfect spirit. But the Bible recorded that the spirit has seven attributes. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. Now you count, oh. Grady, you count. Isaiah 11. The Bible is very interesting, oh, and sometimes so amazing. Like, got shocked. How come the God is so amazing, put the words into such a wonderful description. Like, chapter 11, verse 2.
Isaiah 11, verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord...
Everybody count, oh.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
How many attributes so far?
Two.
Two, okay.
The Spirit of counsel and might.
How many?
Four.
Four, continue.
The Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
How many?
Six.
Hey, how come I miss one? The Spirit was on people, right? On him, right? The Spirit can be over the sky, right? All over the place, right? Now the Spirit was on you, then you are able to have those kind of characters, right? What do you think? Seven attributes. Oh, now, over here, the Spirit of God is the Spirit of what? Wisdom and understanding. If God has great wisdom, you can understand it. Does it do any good to you? Counsel and mind. You have great counsel. You don't mind to carry it out, does it do any good to you? No, huh? Fear and knowledge. You have great knowledge, but you do not have fearful heart. Does it do anything good to you? Hello? Oh. So, the Spirit of God is the spirit of fear, honoring God, and knowledge. You have knowledge to honor God. You have great knowledge, but you never honor God. It's not going to do anything good to you. You have great counsel. But you have no mind to carry out. Nothing any good. You have a great spirit, but the spirit is not on you. It's in the sky. It's not going to do any good, right? So the spirit was on him. Actually, this is prophecy of Jesus Christ, right? This is seven spirits. So greeting from the seven spirit and from Jesus. Huh? Now, Grady, are you ready to turn back to Revelation chapter 1? Now, go back to Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1. Now, three party to greet. Then, how did he describe Jesus Christ in verse 5? Three things he described Jesus Christ, right? Faithful witnesses, die and resurrect, kings for save kings for the ruler over the kings of the earth, on the ruler. Huh? So, brethren, now. Jesus was famous for his faithful witnesses. Faithful. Huh? Today in this world, looking for talent, gift. That's why you like to be a very gifted person. You want to learn piano. You want to learn speech. You want to learn guitar. You want to learn writing. You want to learn whatever. You want to be a gifted person. But the Lord is looking for a faithful person. With faithful witnesses, you know. Today, TJC have enough talented and gifted brethren like you guys. Many of you are very gifted and very talented, but TJC is yet to find faithful servants. Faithful, huh? Faithful is the major key when you want to serve in the kingdom of God. Not necessarily your gift, huh? Gift, God will aid it to you when you truly serve. Paul, when Peter started to serve, right? Can you imagine that Peter later on can use Greek to write letter? And First Peter was a very beautiful Greek, if you understand Greek, right? First, very beautiful Greek. Peter, a fisherman, was able to write in Greek. If you look at Peter's life, the more he served, the more was added to him. You look at Paul's life, the more he served, the more was taken from him. Really, he was a great master. When he was chosen, he had a lot of followers. After he served the Lord, no more followers of himself. God will just use the way he wants to use you. So as long as you are faithful, don't worry about, you know, do I have too much? Do I have too little? Too much, God will take it away from you. Too little, God will add it to you. And all you faithful is the how John introduced Jesus Christ. Resurrection, of course, this is something no human being was able to do it before Jesus Christ, right? Even Jesus was also the Son of Man. And he is the ruler for everybody. That's how the Bible introduces him. Time is up. We shall continue to go to the trees. Could be very slow. But let me see how slow. I'll try to go to chapter 4 according to your needs. But anyway, there are other teachings also good. Oh, let's pray. Hey, I mean, only second section. Third section? Third section already, huh? 三中无甲子，寒尽不知年. That's only done.